God on our lives, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we are just so excited for this day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, and we are rejoicing that the anointing of God is on our lives. Father, we thank and praise you that whatever we go through today, it will just roll off our back like water off a duck's back, because we are covered with the oil of the precious Lamb of God. Nothing will stick to us today. Father, so as we go out, we thank you that we can start our day here on the TMC call, Lord, that is a transforming call, Lord, that will transform your life, that will bring new things into your life that are of God, that is a rich word that we will hear. Father, we thank and praise you for the vision that Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa had, oh God, for this call. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that they saw, Lord, that they had a vision, Lord, for what this call would do. And we are now living in that vision. We are now reaping the fruits of that vision in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the anointing of God is on their lives and that you have ordered their footsteps and favor is overtaking them wherever they go, Lord. And because they have worked diligently, Lord, that you will put them before great men and women, Lord, and they will see the fruits of their labor and be blessed even more. We thank you for the D.A. de Leon family, Lord, that you have given them a rich company, rich products, rich testimony. Father, we just thank you that you are continuing to order their footsteps and pour down and shower blessings upon them. We thank and praise you, God, for each and every one of our family members who are on this call, those who have joined us from the very inception of the call and those who may have just decided to get up and join us this morning, because we never know how a life is transformed, as Sister Joni had already told us previously. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for Minister LaShawn, who will bring a rich word, as she always does, a powerful word from the throne room of God. Father, we thank you that the word has already been blessed, because you blessed it as she spoke it and as she you put into her what to say. We thank you, Lord, for upholding her, she and her entire household, because you told us in Psalm 115:14 that you will bless us and our children. So we thank you, Lord, that blessing is upon her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves. They are already lined up with the word of God, because this is an anointed call. So this call goes forth without any interference, without anything being dropped, and our ears are listening and receiving that what thus says the Lord. We give you praise on this day. We give you honor as we walk in the anointing that you have ordained us to walk in. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Robin. Are you there?
Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I love you, my sister. Take it away.
Love you dearly. Thank you so much for greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here on the East Coast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And I am in agreement. The anointing of God is on your life. This call is about our Master, our Creator, our Father, and the one who has anointed us. And because of who he is, we have the opportunity to get together, to praise him, to worship him, to extol his greatness. And there are two wonderful women of God who listen to the mandate that he has given them. And because of Dr. P.K. Roberts and because of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we have this awesome call. So again, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. I also want you to know that we stand on a scripture located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what we do. We pray. We seek our Father. We know that when we seek him first, his righteousness, putting him first in everything, he says that all these other things will be added unto you. So that's what we do first and foremost. We start with prayer. We end with prayer. We get the word, and we go out as a minister in the marketplace. Our mission statement is that we are being enriched. We are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day. And I also want you to know we have a brand new website for you. If you want to find out more about us, feel free to go to www.minister.com. themasterscall.net. That's .net, themasterscall.net. And we have a brand new email address also. Send your prayer requests, your praise reports. If you would love to be a prayer intercessor, or if you would like to bring a word forward that the Lord has given you from the throne room, you can send all of that to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. We get together Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And this call, again, as I said, is about the master. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Share it with your friends. Today's playback would be 712-432-1085, and the same identical PIN code, 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call, because many of us are Artists International distributors, we have a morning motivational call, and it is hosted by our godmother, the only godmother of Artists International, and she is a platinum president, Dorothy Cook, and she has a team of awesome men and women who support her. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Get ready. This Saturday, we have an event that is taking place. It's a Super Saturday event. It's taking place here on the East Coast, Saturday, March 15th. It is Keeping the Church Doors Open, Super Saturday, as I said, hosted by one of our kings of artists, Reggie Flanagan, and Gina Robinson, and that's going to be in Newark, New Jersey. So artist distributors, go to your back office and get additional information. We also have another Super Saturday taking place in the Bahamas. Praise God, yes, with Platinum President, the first one in the Bahamas, Anastasia Lewis, and our co-founders, Elvia and Alejandro Diaz de Leon. That, too, will be Saturday, March 15th. It's going to be at the Hilton, Nassau, Bahamas. Again, go to your back office. The month of June is also approaching. But before I get to June and tell you about June, let me tell you about April 5th, the best fashion show, the only fashion show. Where else would you be? It is taking place Saturday, April 5th. Doors are opening at 3 p.m. You're probably saying, what is this all about? Artists is the new sexy. We are in the process of launching new garments. Yes, I did. New product lines, business opportunity. It's a worldwide fashion show, Saturday, April 5th. So go to your back office, get additional information, and be there if you can. And as I mentioned, June is an awesome month also. There are so many things that are taking place, but we have some mighty men of God called the Kings of Artists. And as I mentioned, Reggie Flanagan is one of them. There are so many. They are awesome. They are anointed. They are faithful. They are the Kings of Artists, and the event is going to be in Orlando, Florida. It is going to be held June 10th through the 12th. Get ready. Go to your back office, and you can find out additional information, because when they do it with excellence, and they do it big. Well, what I'm going to do right now is get out of the way and tell you about my sister, Minister LaShawn. She is a lover of the Lord. She is an anointed woman of God. She's a lovely woman of God. She's our sister in the Lord. She is a prayer intercessor. She is a mommy. She's a radio host. She's an Artists International distributor. She was born in Jamaica, Queens, L.A., but she lives in Delaware. She loves to tell people about the Lord. She is currently studying to become a minister, an ordained minister, and she aspires to become a pastor. She loves working with women that have experienced domestic violence, alcohol, or drug dependency, and even the homeless and those who have been jailed, but praise God, they are set free in Christ Jesus. So without any further delay, I am calling my precious sister in the Lord, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can, sweetheart. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord for you. Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with excitement because God has spoke to me. He gave me a vision, and for that, I feel blessed. And Minister Willa, thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children with such a powerful prayer and with such Jesus' joy. And Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I thank you so much for saying yes to God when He gave you the mandate to create the Master's Call. And to all my TMC brothers and sisters, I love you all with the love of the Lord, and it's absolutely nothing you can do about it. But the biggest thank you that I want to give is to my Father and my God. I just want to thank Him so much for showing me that I can finish the race, and I can finish the race strong. So, Father, from your lips to my ears, I ask that you decrease me so that your word can increase. Let your children hear nothing from LaShawn, but everything from you, that they will be blessed and that they will finish the race strong. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So as you can hear, I'm still battling a little bit with this hoarse throat. And yes, I have used Lviv, and yes, I'm using MultiPlus, and it is working. So I just want to praise God for Artists International and the products that they were blessed to have. So I'm just going to go ahead and press through, and I'm going to finish strong because that's what God told me to do this morning. Amen. And the scripture that I'm going to read from is in Hebrews 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, verse 1. God, coat my throat while I go ahead and give this word that you gave to me in the name of Jesus. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. It is not how you start, saints, but how you finish. And if you look at the definition of a race, it says to complete in a race, or to go or move or function at top speed or out of control. People racing for safety, struggle to sleep as their mind race, or to revolve too fast under a diminished load. So simply put, a race is something that is set to be done fast. People look at a race as, oh, you have to start strong and finish strong, and you got to run the best that you can. But if you look at a trained or disciplined sprinter, or a trained or disciplined marathoner, or a trained and disciplined track star, even if you look at NASCAR, you will notice that they start the race off slow and then they finish strong. Now, saints, I am not a marathoner or a sprinter or a track star or a NASCAR driver, though I may think so on a highway sometimes, but when we look at that and truly observe what God does for us in our lives, it is safe for me to think that you start out slow so they don't miss something. You start out slow so you can build up an endurance. You start out slow so you can see what your opponent next to you is about to do. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. Now, when you finish a race or finish something, Meridian says to come to an end, to terminate, to come to the end of a course, the task, undertaking, to end relationships that you used to be with. I decided to finish with someone for good, to end a competition in a specific manner or position. Someone finished a race. It also can mean to bring to an end, to terminate. I finished my speech, I finished my test, or to dispose of in its entirety. I finished my sandwich. I finished my order. So basically, when you look at the word finish, it is somehow translated to total completion. when something is translated to total completion, that means there are no stones left unturned. That means that every I and every T was dotted and crossed. It means that you are through and you are ready for your next mission. So we are called to finish the race that God has put before us, and it takes endurance. We need, one, that we're prepared for the struggles that will come in our lives. Let me repeat that again. It means that we will be prepared for the struggles that will come in our lives, and also for us to focus our attention on our Lord and risen Savior Jesus Christ. And all of us, including me, have started different tasks, different projects, different ideas, different goals, just a whole plethora of things, and we started them, but guess what? We left them laying around. We did not finish that race. We did not complete that course. It may have been an unfinished book. It may have been an unfinished project. It may have even been a meal that was half eaten or a letter that was half written. But we all know one thing. It's all about starting something and being able to have the strength from God to complete it. Sometimes you may not know how to finish the course, but it's not about how you finish. It's about starting and letting God work it out along the way. Come on, somebody. Somebody on this line right now has a task, has a goal, has a project, has an idea that they just started or may have started, and they say, well, I don't know how I'm going to finish this. Look to the Lord in prayer. They may say, well, I don't know if I could complete this because Sister So-and-so didn't complete it, so why should I be different? The anointing of God is over your life, and he is telling you right now to finish strong by going through his blueprint. Every marathoner could testify that it wasn't the start that counts, but the end that counts, and that takes a lot of hard work. To start always feels good. It always feels great when you have that epiphany, when you have that thought, when God planted an idea in your life and says, I want you to do this. It feels so good when an idea starts to come to fruition, but it doesn't feel good when a year later or 90 days later or 75 days later or whatever the days later it is that it's not finished. So what ends up happening? We say it was too hard to do. Why did I even waste my time thinking about that? There's no way I could finish that song. There's no way I could finish that book. There's no way I could finish that ministry. There's no way I'm going to turn those zeros in my back office into numbers. There's no way. But God is telling you that there is an anointing over your life, and it's not about how you start, but how you finish. But again, it feels good when you start, but it requires an end. And when you have an end, it requires every drop of sweat, every drop of strength, every drop of faith, every drop of endurance, every drop of prayer, every drop of fasting, every drop of meditation, every drop of supplication. It all requires that in order for you to finish strong. So it's not you that's going to finish the race. It's the help from God that's going to help you finish this race. And it also requires perseverance, patience, endurance, and discipline. You must be disciplined in order to finish the race. You must be patient in order to finish the race. You must persevere in order to finish the race. Don't worry about what someone next to you is doing. Don't worry about if someone wrote 25 books in 2 days and you still haven't developed a chapter. Don't worry about if they started their ministry on Tuesday and it's already nonprofit and endorsed by Wednesday. It's not about what the person next to you is doing. It's about the anointing that God has over your life. Therefore, it's not about how you start, saints. It's about how you finish. So to finish strong, you need to be prepared to pay a price. Don't think that the enemy is going to let you run this race effortlessly with no problems and no interferences and no struggles. If you think that, you're wrong. There's no linear course to success and no linear course to run a race. God will provide. God will anoint you. God will protect you. Those pitfalls and those valleys and those pits that the enemy is going to place before you, God is going to give you the anointing so you can step right over it and keep it moving. So again, when you're not finishing the race that God has set for you, you are not giving him all the honor. You are not giving him all the glory, and most certainly you are not giving him all of the praise, because he already knows that this race that he has placed in your life, that he has ordained in your life, he already knows what the final outcome is going to be. You just have to trust him. You have to have faith and patience like Job. When the enemy hit Job's house and took everything away from him, he could have finished the race by saying, you know what, God, check me out. I'm done. I don't want nothing to do with this. But instead, what did he do? He still gave God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And for that, he was blessed. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decided, you know what, let me go ahead and praise this golden idol because I don't know how well I'm going to do in a furnace, they wouldn't have finished the race, and they would not have been blessed. They would not have been anointed with continued blessings. So instead, they finished the race, and they came out unharmed. We may feel like stopping the race because of obstacles. We may want to stop the race because our past may creep up. And you know, people love to throw your past before you because they're afraid of the anointing that God has over your life. They're afraid of the finished product when you finish that race. Don't let anybody tell you you cannot be a minister in the marketplace because you was in jail. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot be a minister in the marketplace because you may have done some things that was unlawful. The first person that could pick up a stone and throw it and not have it cast back to them due to sin are the only ones that can throw your past in your future. But guess what? There is not one person that could pick up a stone and cast it and not have it boomerang back and knock them upside the head. Why? Because we all have had some kind of trial and tribulation that has fallen short to the glory of God. So I just answered somebody's question on his mind, and I don't know who it is. God is telling me to tell you to finish your race and finish strong. You may stop also because it appears hard. You may stop because of fear. But I'm telling you to scramble those words and look at the word fear as face everything and race, because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but instead the power of love and a sound mind. There were times in our life when we thought we couldn't make it. I know there was times in my life when I just said, you know what, God, I don't know what this is about, but I am done. I don't want to run this race anymore. But I had to be faithful in knowing that God makes no mistakes. I had to be faithful in knowing that he had an ultimate plan. And there may have been times that we were down for the count, knocked out like we were in a ring with Tyson or George Foreman. There have been times in our lives where it looks like things were over, lights out, and it was through. But see, that's when God does his best work. That's when the light at the end of the tunnel, that's when the blessings and the anointing is poured over your life, and God will pick you up right when you thought it was going to end, right when you thought that it was over, right when your enemies laughed and said, ha ha, you only had a half a laugh left, and you just went ahead and finished and didn't finish it. Well, I'm here to tell you that God is going to stand you up again, and where hell had the evil, God is going to turn it around for good so you can finish your race strong and finish your race with glory. Just when the devil thought that he had you, just when you thought that it was over, my God, he is going to come and scoop you up and show you how to finish that race. So, saints, in closing, what I want to tell you is this. Don't let what the outside eye determine what your race is going to be like. Stay steadfast and unmovable and stay in the word. God is going to give you the blueprint and the directions. He's going to give you the GPS. He's going to show you how to finish that race. Don't finish it the way you want to. Finish it the way that God wants you to. And I promise you, you are going to be blessed. So the verse that I want to finish out with and let you know and remind you that the anointing of God is on your life is in 1 Corinthians 9, chapters 24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race, all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath. But we and imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. So Saints, basically what I'm trying to tell you is this. In a race, everybody's supposed to finish, whether you're first or whether you're 21st. The number or the rank of your finishing does not matter. What matters is that you finish the race and that you finish strong, because there's going to be somebody out there watching you doing this race, and they're going to say, well, wait a minute. If she did it, I can do it. If he did it, I can do it. And remember that we could do all things through Christ that strengthen us, and not worry about what the world has to say. So, Saints, finish strong. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Wow. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
Robin. Minister Robin, I heard you.
Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for that rich, rich word that your servant has brought forward. And Father, we are going to remain steadfast. We are going to remain unmovable. We are going to finish the race no matter what, because you are guiding us and you are directing us. Thank you for being faithful to us, even when we may not have been faithful to you, but you are a God of a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. And we thank you for your mercies, because they are new every single morning. Thank you for your blessings, because they do abound in our life. Thank you for your anointing that is on your people. We are your ministers in the marketplace. We are those, Lord God, your living epistle being read by all men. And we are going to do what you have called each one of us to do, because you're the one who began this good work in us. And you are ensuring that it will be perfected in and through us. Thank you, God, because we are your workmanship. We were created in Christ Jesus, and you've equipped each one of us to go forward and to do the will and your plan and your purpose for us. Our steps are ordered by you. So I thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Your grace is abounding in us. We have all sufficiency in every single thing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are blessed. We are anointed. We are the head. We are not the tail. We are above. We are not beneath. We are healthy. We are whole. We are enriched. We, Lord God, know that you are our provider. There is nothing that is missing in our lives. The blessings come upon your people and overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the good shepherd, and we're your sheep. We hear your voice and the voice of a stranger. Father, we will not follow. Thank you for instructing us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for Minister LaShawn's family. Thank you for blessing them, her son, Father God, who is now serving the country. We thank him, and we appreciate this mighty young man of God. He's a mighty man of valor. And we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in her daughter and her other son and in her life, Father. Lord, you are the one who has made us strong. You told us to have good courage. You told us to go forward. So we know that you have strengthened each one of us, Father, and we will do all that you have called us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are so good to us. Well, family members, let me go ahead and give you the morning motivational number again, and that's immediately following this call. It's 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-POUND. And we are FBI agents. We have the favor of God on us. His blessings are on us. We are increasing daily. And some of us, many of us, believe in God for $90,000 in 90 days, whether it's $90,000, $20,000, $5,000, it can be done, and it is being done, and we are being taught. We are raising the bar in 2014. Get three people on our awesome call that takes place at 8 o'clock Eastern Central Time, 8 p.m. That number is 712-432-0075, PIN code 926358. Pound. It's being done. It will be done. You can do it also. Get back to the person who invited you to this call. Minister LaShawn, will you please come forward and seal this word that you have brought forward? Are you there?
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sweetheart.
Amen. I just want to thank you again, Minister Robert, for just being such an awesome, awesome mentor and vessel of the Lord. And again, Minister Lola, for greeting and seating God's people. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you are bound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we will finish strong and give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, protect us this and every day and remind us to be those great ministers in the marketplace, greeting our brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen and amen and amen. Master's Call family, you all have a wonderful day. And remember, it's not how you start, but how you finish the race. Bye-bye.